Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Good Stuff. We're so tickled you're joining us. We've got so much good stuff going on today. Like, for example,
you're invited to a guaranteed incredible hometown event, the 35th annual Slutton Angus Bull Sale, Monday, February 13th. That's coming right up. That's going to start at noon. And 80 registered yearling bulls with 30 commercial yearling heifers will sell at Faith Livestock. Slutton Angus, a program with a plan based on sound genetic principles.
In Tri-State Livestock News, you know they are a reliable source for ag news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more. It's not just for our region, it's nationwide.
And that's what ranchers read. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, they're open 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday, or by appointment. They have inventory coming and going all the time, so check it out.
And of course, you know that the Black Hills Stock Show is going on, and DTI Vet Supply hopes that you're taking some time out of your busy schedule to go on up there, enjoy the show, maybe even check out, see if they're around, and you can visit with them somewhere around on the grounds at the Black Hills Stock Show going on in Rapid City now.
Well, thank goodness we're past Groundhog Day. And Kim, what do you have for us today?
Well, actually, you know, Jim and Sherry are down in Arizona taking it easy in this retirement life. And so I got to thinking, you know, it would kind of be good to see how things are going and get some information from him. So I sent down some questions and I got the responses back. I thought I'd share those today.
Oh, please do.
All right. So first off, I asked him, Jim, what time's your bedtime? And he says, it's 3 hours after he falls asleep on the couch.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. So then I asked him, how many retirees does it take to change a light bulb? And he said, only one, but it might take all day. Oh, and then I asked him, you know, they're around a whole bunch of other people. What's the biggest gripe that you see happening? He said, there is not enough time to get everything done. Now, wait a minute. That's not the way it's supposed to be.
That's because it took him all day to change a light bulb.
Okay. All right. So I asked, why don't retirees mind being called seniors? And you know what the response was on that?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, the term comes with a 10% discount.
Okay.
Of course. And I asked him, you know, like you go to those formal evening things, what is your formal attire? And he said it's tied shoes, not just shoes, but These are tied.
No slip-ons, but you gotta tie them.
That's right. That's right. And I did ask him why he was counting his pennies down there. And he says, because they're the only ones that have the time to do it. What's the best way to describe retirement? And he replied, it's the never-ending coffee break. Last question I asked is, why does he often say he doesn't miss work, but misses the people he used to work with?
Why is that?
I think he's too polite to tell the truth. Mike, we are not very far from Valentine's Day now, of course you know.
Oh, the countdown is on, isn't it?
That's right. So I pulled out a classic, Elizabeth Barrett Browning and How Do I Love Thee. When was the last time you heard all of How Do I Love Thee?
I can think of the first line. Other than that, I don't know that I can really remember any of it.
Okay, well, that kind of has a lot to do with the title, but why don't you start with the first line, and I'll fill in the rest.
How do I love thee? Let me count the ways.
I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight. For the ends of being an ideal grace, I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from poise. I love thee with the passion put to use in my old griefs and with my childhood's faith. I love thee with the love I seemed to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life. And if God chooses, I shall but love thee better after death. Again, Elizabeth Barrett Browning, setting off the Valentine season.
Finishing up with a couple of things that we've learned. I've learned that you can be in a room full of hundreds of people and feel alone, but true happiness is found when you can be in a room alone and never feel lonely. I've learned never to leave a project unfinished, for tomorrow you might lose the ability to get that project done. Folks, if you have items to be used on The Good Stuff, we certainly encourage you to send those to us at kimhburge@gmail.com, and we'll take a look at those. Please include the author if you know it so we can give credit where credit's due. Thank you for spending part of your day with us on The Good Stuff.